Hello, everybody. What's happening? 9 minutes and 53 seconds. I don't know. Hopefully you can't hear voiceover anymore. Because I'm not one who likes to turn it off. Because I would forget that I did so. And wonder why my phone wasn't working. So, it is that time again. Today, I am having pizza, as they would say at Emo's, pizza, pizza. No, that's Little Caesars. Emo's is the square beyond compare. Never mind. I lied. This is not the square beyond compare. This is Pizza Market, a Trenton, Illinois-based pizza company. Their pizza is quite delicious, if I do say so myself. This is what my dad would call overly cooked pizza with very little sauce. He calls it dry. I call it good. But this one, it's not as good as the other one. This one is a supreme with onions and mushrooms and possibly green peppers, but I'm not entirely sure if I've ate a green pepper. And it's probably too much pizza to eat for lunch. But, oh well, gonna do it anyways. 7 minutes and 35 seconds. Pizza Market, somewhere along the line, changed their formula, because when I was in high school, we used to order their pizza, and I hated it. Not me, but the school. It was yucky. But it could have been because it was only one topping. Because they used to get sausage. A sausage, a pepperoni, and a cheese. And I don't like the plain cheese. So, it very well could just be that it's better with more toppings. I seriously think it changed, though. Like, for real. No proof. Just a theory. And this one, the one that was really good, was cooked. It wasn't burnt, it was just cooked longer, so it was crunchy. And there was virtually no sound to that juice. But the pizza, there wasn't very much sauce, which I got used to because I used to order Pizza Hut and get no sauce on the pizza at all. Which most people think is weird. But most people would have thought a double pineapple and extra cheese pizza was weird anyways. So it's okay. I thought it was good. But the good pizza from Pizza Market is the meat. It's like a Pizza Hut Meat Lovers, but I don't know what they call it at Pizza Market. It is good, though, whatever they call it. So. Wow, that's the first time I've ever paused a recording at the exact minute mark, 5 minutes and 0 seconds. It's pretty sweet, actually. I think I'm getting good. Ooh, it's sizzled. Yum. Yum, yum. There's a lot of stuff on the table. What the heck is that? Junk, I would say. I was going to do something and I forget what it was. Oh, put the pizza away. Duh. Two large pizzas. I'm gonna put it on a plate by itself because there isn't much left. So I'll put it back. Two large thin crust pizzas. One meat style. And one supreme. 36 something. So like $18 a piece almost. Anyhow, actually they're a little more than $18. Anyways, so I'm gonna eat this supreme, and this, there's only like two little pieces, tiny pieces of the meat lovers, but they were the best, so. If it's hot, it's not super hot, but it's probably hot enough to not be tasting like it was cooked in a microwave. And some orange pineapple apple juice. Yum, yum. Smell that. So, if you ever find yourself in Trenton, Illinois, you should go to Pizza Market and get your pizza, and then go to Dairy King and get ice cream. I'll talk about Dairy King in another boo. It's yum, yum too, but in a different way. Cheeseburgers and... Dairy King has almost everything but pizza. Actually, they have tacos and soup and salad and burrito... Well, not burritos, but wraps. And soup and... hamburgers and chicken sandwiches. All kinds of things. French fries, really, really good French fries. And ice cream and smoothies and soda. So, they're a little sketchy on their pricing, because every time you go there, it could be a different price, even though you get the same exact thing. But the food is good, so we keep going. It's not a huge price difference, it's only like a few pennies, but still. So anyway, I'm gonna go eat my pizza now. Enjoy the weather, we got the door open. It's supposed to storm later, but right now it's nice. So there you go. It's not stopping again.